Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. This podcast deals with one of the questions that Cindy gets on a daily basis, and we try and pick questions that people will find interesting and common questions. This specific question concerns a puppy that kind of gets freaked out by taking baths, and the folks would like to know what to do with it. Let me read it. We've had our 15-week-old puppy for 2 weeks now. I liked Ed's advice about not needing to wash a dog or a puppy until they smell or get really dirty. My puppy hasn't smelled bad until this morning. Before his bath this morning, he had waded in the ocean a few times. I expected him to be resistant and to try and get away from the water. On top of doing that, though, he screamed and whined and was absolutely terrified of the bath. I've never had this experience before and was caught off guard. Is this normal for a puppy's first bath? I'm not sure if our breeder gave him a bath before we got him. How can I help him relax during his bath? Thank you for your time. Well, Cindy's reply is good. Here's what she said. All puppies are different, and it's not all that surprising that your puppy was upset. I was a groomer for about 15 years, and I've seen every reaction possible to giving dogs baths. I think the best way to work through this is to break down the bath into steps and make sure he's comfortable with each step before moving on to the next step. This may mean you feed him treats around the tub for a period of time before you ever put him back into it. This can take days or quite frankly, weeks. Feed him in the tub once he is used to being around the tub. Actually pick him up, use high-value food, put him in the tub, let him eat in the tub, and then take him back out. Feed him, though, when the water is off. But then, once he's comfortable with that, start to feed him with the water turned on. Most people just let the pup make a fuss, and sooner or later, they're usually learned to accept it, but not necessarily like it. It all depends on how much time you want to invest in this. We have a really good video on building a relationship using marker training, and I've found that much of this transfers over to activities like bathing or grooming. Any type of interactive training you can do with your puppy that allows him to feel part of the process as opposed to a victim will make a huge difference. I haven't looked up what you bought yet, but I would recommend the power of training dogs with markers, the power of training dogs with food. Ed has an excellent video that he did, and it may be the one that you have on your puppy, 8 weeks to 8 months. And we have a number of very good articles on our website that I recommend you spend a little time reading. One other thing I'd probably add to what Cindy said is I would use some kind of hypoallergenic shampoo with your puppy, or maybe even baby shampoo, so that the shampoo you use doesn't get in and burn his eyes. That doesn't create, if you use the wrong shampoo and the puppy's eyes get burned, that can be a bit of a setback. So just think about that too.